This morning, I greet with great joy His Holiness Aram I, Catholicos of Cilicia of the Armenians, together with a distinguished delegation accompanying him, and the Armenian pilgrims from various countries. This fraternal visit is a significant occasion for strengthening the bonds of unity already existing between us as we journey towards that full communion which is both the goal set before Christ's followers and a gift to be implored daily from the Lord. For this reason, Your Holiness, I invoke the grace of the Holy Spirit on your pilgrimage to the tombs of the Apostles Peter and Paul, and I invite all present to pray fervently to the Lord that your visit and our meetings will mark a further step along the path towards full unity. Your Holiness, I wish to express my particular gratitude for your constant personal involvement in the field of ecumenism, especially in the International Joint Commission for Theological Dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Oriental Orthodox Churches, and in the World Council of Churches. On the exterior facade of the Vatican Basilica is a statue of St. Gregory the Illuminator, founder of the Armenian Church, whom one of your historians has called our progenitor and father in the Gospel. The presence of the statue evokes the sufferings he endured in bringing the Armenian people to Christianity, but it also recalls the many martyrs and confessors of the faith whose witness bore rich fruit in the history of your people. Armenian culture and spirituality are pervaded by pride in this witness of their forefathers, who suffered with fidelity and courage in communion with the Lamb slain for the salvation of the world. Welcome, Your Holiness, dear bishops and dear friends. Together let us invoke the intercession of St. Gregory the Illuminator and above all the Virgin Mother of God, so that she will enlighten our way and guide it towards the fullness of that unity which we all desire. Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on St. Paul, we now consider his teaching on faith and works in the process of justification. Paul insists that we are justified by faith in Christ and not by any merit of our own. Yet he also emphasizes the relationship between faith and those works which are the fruit of the Holy Spirit's presence and action within us. The first gift of the Spirit is love, the love of the Father and the Son poured into our hearts. Our sharing in the love of Christ leads us to live no longer for ourselves, but for Him. It makes us a new creation and members of His body, the Church. Faith has works through love. Consequently, there is no contradiction between what St. Paul teaches and what St. James teaches regarding the relationship between justifying faith and the fruit which it bears in good works. Rather, there is a different emphasis. Redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, we are called to glorify Him in our bodies, offering ourselves as a spiritual sacrifice pleasing to God. Justified by the gift of faith in Christ, we are called, as individuals and as a community, to treasure that gift until let it bear rich fruit in the Spirit. I am pleased to greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present to this audience, especially those from England and the United States of America. I pray that your stay in Rome will renew your love for the Lord Jesus Christ and strengthen you in his service. Upon all of you, I cordially invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.